RVFTA's Campground of the Week is sponsored by Jayco. To view their complete line of RVs, visit jayco.com. And by Progressive Insurance. Get an RV policy quote by calling 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visiting progressive.com/RV.
America the Beautiful. There is adventure to be found around every corner.
And there is no better way to explore it than by staying at one of our country's 14,000 campgrounds.
Our team of correspondents will guide you to the best places to park your rig or pitch your tent.
On each week's episode, we'll give a complete review of one campground, location, activities, amenities, best sites, and tons of other insider intel.
Plus, we'll talk about regional highlights, food, culture, attractions, family fun, and all things great outdoors.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, and from the Great Lakes to the Mississippi Delta, it's time to hit the open road with RVFTA's Campground of the Week. Our Upper Midwest correspondents are Melissa and Matthew Kellis. Melissa and Matthew are working parents from the Chicago area, adventuring with four kids, elementary aged through high school, and two dogs. The family outgrew their tent after almost 20 years, and now they travel in a Jayco hybrid travel trailer. Even though they have a calendar filled with social engagements, kids' activities, and full-time jobs, they make sure there is always a camping trip on the horizon. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello.
Excited to be back.
It's so good to talk to you again. We missed our Upper Midwest correspondents.
And we missed you guys.
Well, last time on episode number 14, you took us to the Covert South Haven KOA in Covert, Michigan. Where are you taking us to this week?
We are going to Rock Cut State Park.
In Illinois, and that's
new state,
a new state.
Ring the bell. New state.
Home, our home state.
Yay. All right. That's great. But first, we want to thank our sponsor, Progressive Insurance. Many of us spend our weekends on the open road. You can feel confident knowing that with Progressive's 24/7 roadside assistance, you will never be stranded. In fact, Progressive will tow your RV and your vehicle, even if your vehicle isn't insured with them. Travel without worry. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com/RV today.
All right, guys, get us situated in the great state of Illinois. Where is this campground geographically?
So this Rock Cut State Park is in or just outside of Rockford, Illinois. It's about 80 miles northwest of Chicago. Rockford's the third largest city in Illinois, so it should be pretty easy to find on a map.
Wow, and I've never even heard of it before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's right off of Interstate 90. So if you're taking 90, you'll hit it.
Okay, go. Now, how far away is this from where you guys live?
It's probably an hour and...
45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
It's not far from us at all.
Depends on who's driving.
Oh. Yeah. So this can be your, like, local family weekend quick getaway place.
It is. Yep. It's nice and close, and
we're up there all the time for soccer tournaments. They have a huge soccer complex up there, so our kids, if it's not one, it's the other, having a game up there or a tournament or something. So we're up there quite a bit.
All right, so this is a public campground.
It is a state park.
And how big?
It is medium to large. It's got four different loops, and there's about 260 sites.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Yeah. It's a nice big open space. There's about 80% have electricity. Lots of them are primitive, but both tent and RV sites.
Now, did you guys tent camp there before you started bringing the Jayco hybrid there?
Probably. We weren't tracking it as detailed as we are today on where we stayed. And I'm sure in the years we've camped there.
How much does it cost to camp here?
Well, the beauty of camping in a campground
at the state park is that, it's very reasonably priced. The tent sites range from 8 to $12. The RV trailer sites are like $20 to $35. Again, you know, they have the different prices for the different seasons. So peak, you're looking at the higher side, and for the non-peak, then it's on the cheaper side. This the nice thing about this campground is that they do have year-round camping. Not all the sites are open, but they always leave a loop open for you to winter camp.
And I would imagine that's somewhat unusual in the state of Illinois.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Rumor is it gets cold there in the winter.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, if you go up there, you know, obviously the water gets turned off, I think, in late October. It doesn't get turned back on until late April. But yeah.
All right. So is it easy to book a site, or do you need to book well in advance?
So the way that you book the site is our favorite Reserve America website. So we all know how user friendly that site can be. But it's very popular on the weekends. So if you're looking for a weekend, I would, you know, Memorial Day, July 4th, any of those, you really have to book in advance. But even, you know, I went out there and took a look for the next couple of weekends, and it's pretty full. So it's a good, again, because it's a hop, skip, and a jump from Chicago, it is a very popular park to camp in for a weekend.
This is like a weekend warrior's dream come true if you're living in the city, I guess. So
yeah.
Okay. All right. So now Matthew just mentioned that there's these different loops. There's four different loops. Let's zero in a little bit more on the sites within that. Is there a difference, you know, between the loops? What are the sites like? What are we looking for when we're reserving?
So they are the loops. So they have two lakes. So one of the loops might be closer to the water. There is I think there's one called like Prairie Ridge. And so that's going to be further away from the water, more prairie like, you know, distant. You know, you see a lot of greenery. So it's pretty spread out. So you're going to see different landscaping, I guess, depending on where you're at.
About individual sizes of the sites? Are they back in? Are they pull through? Are they large? Are they small? Are they private? Are they not?
Yeah, they are private. The nice thing, it's a really pretty site. And when you back in, you're, you know, it gets that state park feel, right? You're tucked away in nature. The sites are, though, very level, very wide.
Yeah, the pads are gravel, but the roads are paved, so that's nice. And the sites are very comfortable. They, you know, you got your picnic table, you got your fire pit, and you don't feel like you're squished into a site or on top of your neighbors.
Yeah, the nice thing is with the four loops is you've got, you know, you split those 260s into each loop, but the loops are not on top of each other. You cannot see the next loop from the loop that you're currently in. So it's a very nice, you know, small campground sitting at your campsite.
So even though there's a lot of sites at this park, it sounds like they're really spread out. There's a nice distance between them. And it also sounds like they're not too rustic. Like the sites themselves are pretty well kept.
Yes, they are. And the other thing I wanted to mention is that they do have a fair amount of handicap sites. And with those sites, they're paved. Like those pads are paved and have more paved, you know, the where the picnic table is paved. So that way everything's wheelchair accessible, or, you know, just to deal with people with disabilities. It's really nice.
Now, are the roads paved through the campsite loops as well?
Yes, they are.
All right, so we can bring our bikes to this park.
Yep, you see plenty of kids riding their bikes, families, scooters. Yeah, just everybody, just because it's nice and quiet, and, you know.
So not too much traffic there. It's a safe bike riding environment.
Definitely.
Yeah, and super wide roads. If you go outside of the loop, the roads are super wide. We've hiked there, and it's walking back to the campground through the regular roads. Very easy, very safe.
Yeah, you don't feel like you're going to get hit by a car.
All right, great. So we know that there are tent sites. Are there other accommodations like cabins or yurts or anything like that?
Yes, there is. Get ready for it. One cabin.
Book in advance.
So I was going to say, so if you're looking for a cabin, I would definitely be booking way in advance.
Yeah.
Who puts up one cabin?
I don't know. I thought the same thing. I went out there and I was like, this map's got to be wrong. And I like went to the site and tried. Nope. One cabin.
But it's, I actually, it's a pretty cabin. It's up on the hill, overlooking the lake.
There's nobody near you. There's no sights next to you.
You sure that's not like the ranger's house?
No, because that was the same thing. I was like, oh, is that a host? You know, like a, but no, it's a cabin. You can rent it. It's got, you know, bunk beds in it and
electricity.
Know. Yeah.
So it's a little rustic, but really just a sweet.
Another option for people that don't have a tent or a trailer.
All right. So now, what about the rest of the campground? What kind of amenities are we going to find there?
There's this giant lake that the whole campground is surrounding, and there's a trail that goes around the whole lake. And that's wonderful to walk. It's flat. It changes perspective. You go into the woods. You come out of the woods. It's really...
You go through the sites. It's 3.5 miles it is, all the way around.
It's great.
This is a huge lake.
Yeah?
It's... Yeah, I mean, you know,
it's big.
You can see the other side of the lake.
So it's I'm sorry. That's right. You guys are near some lakes that are really big.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, it's a pretty big lake, and they've got kayaking. You can rent kayaks and paddle boats, and you can get on that water. But it's nice and calm. It's not big enough for any motorized boats. So it's very chill. I like it a lot. It's nice to just kind of just hang out by the lake.
Playground, anything else, game room, any of that stuff?
Yeah, so they no game room, but they do have a playground. They've got a beach at another lake, so not necessarily walk by lake, but drive over to the lake. It's still inside the state park, and there's a beach, and you'd pay $3 a person to go onto the beach and use the beach.
Is it the kind of beach that you would like bring your chair and hang out? You know, for the day, like nice swimming.
Yeah, nice swimming and total beach day kind of activity.
You know, it's funny because a lot of times people get upset because they're, you know, I'm not going to pay to go into a beach. But when you do pay for it, it's usually a nicer beach, right? Because you're paying for the upkeep or whatever. And it's nice.
We're in New Jersey. We invented the concept of paying to go to the beach. Not Stephanie and I, but our brilliant authorities here in the state. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a beach. We'll charge you for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're paying $20 or $30 to camp, you know, $3 is not that impactful if you're going to go to the beach one time.
Yeah, we're fine with that. We totally agree. Now, what about food services? Are there any, like, food, snack bars?
Yep, they have a concession stand that has ice cream. And that's right on the lake. So, you know, it's a nice, you know, go take a walk halfway around the lake or a quarter way around the lake and hit the concession stand and have some ice cream.
And it has, you know, your...
Nice payoff.
It's got the, like, a store with essentials. It also has a rental place. So you can rent a kayak, you can rent a canoe, you can rent a fishing boat, paddle boat, that kind of thing.
And there's a lot of, obviously, day use people there as well. It's not just the campground people. It's like a combination of the two.
Correct.
How's your Wi-Fi strength in this campground?
Yeah, your phone strength is fine. There is no Wi-Fi.
No Wi-Fi.
But you could get your hotspot if you were using the phone.
Yes. You're close enough to Rockford that you have no problems with the signal.
Yeah.
All right, so if you're working from the road, you need to consider that, definitely. Any organized activities like hayrides, tie-dye, or is it pretty stripped down and simple?
It's pretty simple. They do have an amphitheater, and they'll put on different programs there, but it's not every day all the time. So you'd have to check the calendar to see what they've got going on.
All right. So now, what do you guys feel could really help our listeners reserve the perfect spot or kind of have the best time that they could possibly have with your insider tips for Rock Cut State Park?
All right, so one of the things, I'm going to give away my favorite site.
Well, don't give it away. Just tell us about it.
Yeah, all right.
We expect you to do such things on this program.
This is an extra $12 thing that not everybody's going to take advantage of. But my absolute favorite site here is Site 20. It is not an RV site. It is a tent site. But it is giant. It has three pine trees at the end of the site overlooking the lake. It is the best place to hang a hammock and sit by the lake. So for an extra $12, if you want some peace and quiet, maybe just a secondary place to go visit.
Now, Matthew, are you saying that you have rented this site in addition to your RV site just for your hammock?
Oh my gosh.
That is awesome. That's amazing.
I may or may have not done that.
We're pleading the fifth on that.
Oh my gosh.
I love the idea.
Brilliant.
It's like Dad's hammock site.
It's a $12 fee for peace and relaxation.
It sounds like a great Father's Day gift if you were going there for Father's Day weekend to rent the extra site. I'm thinking I might do this for you next year, Stephanie, for Mother's Day.
I'm going to
get you an
site.
Extra site off in the woods.
And nice.
You can go have your own little fire there.
I love it. I'm honestly flabbergasted at what an amazing insider tip that is.
Genius.
Okay, Matt, you can't top this, right? Is there anything else that you're going to tell us?
The only other thing I can say is that if you like to winter camp and you like cross-country skiing, there are trails there. It is a great place to go winter camping.
It's beautiful.
So, even if you're in a tent or if you're in an RV and you're taking it really back to nature, a great place to stay in winter.
That's great. I'm jealous you guys have winter camping options close by because we sure don't. Now, at RVFTA, we know that no campground is perfect. So what could be improved here within reason?
So, I mean, from a, you know, what could they do better? I mean, for a state park, they have such nice facilities in terms of shower house, bathroom, you know, they have flush toilets. They also have the pit toilets and all very clean and kept up. The only concern here, as maybe people know, maybe not, we live in the state of Illinois that has not balanced the budget in almost a year. There have been a lot of government cuts, and unfortunately, the state parks are one of the first things to get impacted. As of right now, the last time we were there in November, we didn't see anything that could potentially, you know, we didn't notice that, you know, they weren't keeping it up. But
so you're saying they've made cuts in the state park system?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're concerned about the level of services that you're going to get this year when you go back?
Exactly.
All right. So you can keep us posted on that, but or we'll just have to do an update with, so the bathrooms aren't so clean.
Bring your own toilet paper.
If everyone goes and rents an RV site and a tent site, that'll positively impact their budget.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for that great review of Rock Cut State Park in Illinois. Just about, what did you say, an hour and a half outside of Chicago?
Yes.
All right. That's great. And we are going to be right back to hear all about the regional highlights that are around this state park. Stay tuned.
Generations of family fun. It's what Jayco's founder, Lloyd Bontrager, set out to provide nearly 50 years ago when he started the company on the family farm in 1968.
Today, Jayco, the world's largest privately owned RV manufacturer, is still focused on providing a way for families to create lasting memories.
From camping trailers to gas Class A motorhomes and everything in between, you'll find that Jayco offers the most standard features and the best warranty in the industry, giving you the value you want and the peace of mind you deserve.
Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We are here with Melissa and Matthew Kellis, and they just gave us a great review of Rock Cut State Park in Loves Park, Illinois. Now they're going to take us outside of the campground and tell us about all the great things to do in the area. So guys, get us started. What should we do first?
Well, this is, as we said, really close to Rockford.
10, 15 minutes.
Yeah. I think the town is actually Loves Park, but everybody calls it Rockford. Anyways, there's a ton of stuff to do in Rockford. The one thing that I love in Rockford is the Anderson Japanese Gardens. Talk about a Zen moment. Those gardens are beautiful. Great place to take the kids and wander through the day. Just a wonderful, wonderful place.
So this is about like a half day activity, or could it really be a full day?
I'd say half day.
Yeah, half day. There's also the Discovery Center. So it's a museum that is geared mostly to to kids. So it's a really nice kids museum, lots of hands-on stuff. We've been there with the kids for scouts, Girl Scout activities, and, you know, sleeping overnight. So, but it's a really nice museum. Again, probably about a half day activity, a good thing to do on a rainy day. There's also, along the same museum theme, the Burpee Museum of Natural History.
The Burpee Museum.
I know. It's so funny when the kids, they bring home their field trip forms. I'm like, we're going to Burpee. You know, it's like such a weird name.
Yeah, the kids and my husband think that's funny.
Burpee.
Well, tell us more.
So that natural history, it's huge. If you've got kids that love dinosaurs, this is great. They have, I think, an exhibit that's going around now. You get to meet Sue the dinosaur. So that is huge there right now. I know. Yeah,
that's a big exhibit. I'm like shocked.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, I love my sports. There is the BMO Center in downtown Rockford. It is the home stadium for the Rockford Ice Hogs. And they are the Chicago Blackhawks feeder team.
Go Ice Hogs.
And we always look for minor league baseball stadiums. So yes. I feel you on that. I mean, that's such a cheap family activity, right?
It totally. It's great. Our kids love going there.
And I wasn't on our list, but you said you like minor league baseball. And in Beloit, Wisconsin, so just over the border, not 15 minutes away, is a minor league team.
Oh, cool. So you have two options for minor league sports.
Yeah.
Yep. And there's a water park nearby, Magic Waters. It's been there forever. You know, it's small. It's not these new, big, massive water parks. It's just the classic, you know, slides, wave pool.
More for small kids, or is it something that kind of appeals to all ages?
I would say younger kids, tweens, you know.
Fits well within our
with our kids, yeah.
And what about the budget? Is it a kind of affordable since it's a little older rather than some of these newer water parks, which are like, woo, for the budget?
Yes. Much, much nicer on the wallet. You are also able to find a lot of like coupons or deals within Rockford for it. You'll see things, you know, places giving away coupons, you know, like 20%, you know, $20 off or whatever, even so. It's reasonable for sure.
And just a good place to cool off on a hot day if you're camping in the summertime, right?
Yes.
That's right.
All right, so what else you got?
So we're going to go some architecture. Frank Lloyd Wright has a house that he did, the Laurent House, and it is the only Frank Lloyd Wright building that is
that was designed
for a person with disabilities. So wheelchair accessible.
Now this is, I'm kind of feeling good about Campground of the Week at this point, because this is now the second Frank Lloyd Wright house that's been featured on our show. And that's just a really interesting, amazing tour to take. So
yeah, we love Frank Lloyd Wright houses.
That's cool. Is it built like near a river, a stream, a mountain? How does it blend into the landscape?
We're prairie land.
Yeah,
here.
I was going to say, no mountains in Illinois.
He did build a nice little water feature outside the building. So you've got some nice reflection happening sitting there, but not a real natural.
So tell the kids you behave at the Frank Lloyd Wright house and we'll take you to the water park.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Now, did you bring your kids to the house for the tour?
Yeah, our kids, this is our, I think, second or third Frank Lloyd Wright house that we've taken the kids. We took them to one in Springfield. And it's funny because at first I was like, they're not going to be into this. But they really do love it because there is so much that goes into, like, you could tell the thought process he went into for everything that he put in the house. So the kids really enjoy hearing why he did that. Why did he make that wall that way? Why did he design the hallway there? Or, you know, that kind of thing. They do enjoy it.
Okay, now, and that is another point just for our listeners. We always emphasize the value of tours and guided tours, whereas sometimes people with kids are scared of guided tours. We've actually found that they really draw the kids into something instead of boring them, really. It has the opposite effect that most people think it's going to have.
Well, they don't want to listen to us, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, look at this. This is so cool. No, they want a stranger to say, this is what, and they're like, really? You know?
So I always find it helpful to call in advance and say, hey, I'm coming with a party of six. And half of them, or more than half of them, are younger than 10 years old. And so, you know, what's the best time for us to come?
Like they're 10 year old.
Is this a good thing for us to do? It's always just good to check in with the who's going to be putting on the tour. If they are, you know, I've been in places where they're not prepared for kids, and then it's overwhelming to the tour guide itself. So,
yeah, definitely good advice.
I think that that's great advice. That's good to weigh in on. All right, what else are we going to do?
So there is the Rock River. Now, the Rock River runs through Rockford. It's pretty big. It's right. I mean, yep. And so you could do lots of kayaking.
River kayaking,
which, you know, kind of gets to that more exciting type of water activity.
We don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
I'm so surprised. You guys are so sporty.
Well, yeah, when it comes to water and rocks, yeah, I'm not, I don't
You're not
trust.
That kind of sporty. Okay.
No.
All right.
Now, I'm getting hungry. Is there anything else we're going to do before we eat?
Good call. Good, no, there's good. Nothing else. We're going out to eat. Yeah. So, you know, again, it's nice that it's right next to a relatively big city. You know, I can't call it a big city, but it's, you know, it's decent. So they've got some really nice restaurants. The first one is Vintage at 501. It's right near the BMO Center, so a nice piggyback if you go see an Ice Hogs game.
Yeah, we walked out, walked across the street and walked in. So
does it get really crowded after a game?
Yeah, yes. But, you know, again, it's not like going to an 80,000-seat stadium, right, and then having everybody rush out. So it's crowded is a relative term.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, we always kind of have to wait because we are a bigger family. But for this place, you know, they had some nice place spots for bigger families. And so I think we waited maybe 25 minutes.
Yeah.
And what are we eating here? What are we ordering?
You know, it was more about the atmosphere. I mean, the food was good. Don't get me wrong. But the kids and we walked away going, wow, that was a really great place to go.
It was cool.
Have some food. There was the Blackhawks game was actually on TV after the Ice Hogs game. And so we're watching there was TVs and there's motorcycle on the wall or on a,
yeah,
half
an
wall.
Actual, yeah. Yeah, there's an actual motorcycle in the restaurant, so, like on a, you know, like on the half wall.
Did the kids ride it?
No.
Thank
almost,
God.
Yeah. Almost.
Yeah. So it's just really decorated, really cool, and
not bad. Got, you know, oftentimes when you get that kind of a theme restaurant, the food is not up to the theme.
Right.
The food was really good. Nice American food. But the ambiance really sold it.
All right, yeah. So a solid burger and fries type
yep.
of a thing.
Correct.
And perhaps a milkshake?
No, I don't think any milkshakes. You can get a beer, though.
That's better.
Much better.
All right, so what are other options for good food around the campground?
So this one's a little further away from the campground, but within, you know, not crazy driving. This place is called the Machine Shed.
That sounds promising.
So I went there with some friends. We were out there, and my friends were like, "We got to go to this place." And I was like, "All right." It's like a Cracker Barrel, but nowhere like a Cracker Barrel. It lots of really big servings, family style mashed potatoes, and
yeah, it's ridiculous.
The food's how much, really, really good,
and so much of it. Yeah. We must have come home with like containers of food. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like cottage cheese, like the weirdest things, like, you know, mashed potatoes, and, you know, they had fried chicken. They had, you know, they have catfish. They have, I mean, it was amazing the amount of food you had and the family style. Like, we went with my parents, and so, like, you know, we had a huge party of like 10 or something, and it was like this huge round table. It's like they're ready for you, you know, and then you're sitting and there's just plates coming and plates coming and plates coming,
and then you just do about 10 laps around the lake back at the
right.
campground.
Seriously,
to burn off the fried chicken.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna come out of there hungry. Definitely not.
All right, great. Anywhere else to eat, or does that wrap it up? Right,
there is one more.
Oh yeah, this is good.
So we've talked about lots of food, but I don't think we've mentioned that I'm a vegetarian.
I was going to bring that up. I knew that, Matthew. And I was like, wait a minute. Maybe I'm remembering incorrectly. Okay, yeah. Let's go.
So
let's hear the rest of it.
Both of these places that we've already mentioned have vegetarian options. So that's another positive to both of these. The third place I want to talk about, Melissa found this place. It's called Pig Minds Brewery. It is, they brew their own beer. You go in and they've got the big brewery station. You can see it, and they cycle through different flavor beers, and everything on the menu is vegan.
And it's called the Pig's Mind Brewery. I'm getting confused. I'm expecting bacon.
Now, wait a minute. So you guys are teachers. Is it true that pigs are not...
No, ours the smart. They're super smart.
They're super smart, right. But they don't... Do they eat meat?
Yes.
They do?
They'll eat anything.
Anything.
Yeah, I teach Shakespeare, not bacon.
No, because I was like, no, I think this is like oxymoron or something. Like, why is it called Pig's Mind and they only serve vegan food?
All right, so this menu that is just vegan, everybody was happy there?
Yeah, actually, it was pretty funny because I think the waitress was shocked because our kids, I mean, we're used, at the house, we typically, it's like 80% eat vegetarian, and then I'll make, you know, burgers and stuff like that and make Matthew something different. But so our kids were ordering the, you know, avocado tacos and, you know, the chicken fingers that weren't really chicken and, you know, things like that. So, we ordered nachos that were piled up with all kinds of stuff, but meat and cheese. Yeah. So it was just funny because she was like, God, that's so great. Your kids are so good. You know, we're like, oh, yeah, they're used to all this. So, and the food was really good.
And how are the brews?
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, he brought some. He bought some to bring it home.
So, Matthew, were you kind of like in culinary heaven here? I mean, is this really like a great place for you, like an all-time classic place for you?
Yeah, it was. It's really fun to go to a place that thinks about serving different kinds of food and doing it to a high degree. The avocado tacos were very simple. Food, you know, different pieces of the food were very simple, but put together, it was a very delightful taste.
Yeah, and they had an Asian slaw on it, yeah, you know, just really, really different. And, you know, the flavor doesn't need to always come from meat.
All right, awesome, guys. Thank you. That was like a nice wide variety of food options there. Now, are we ready to talk about our Where is Flo contest, Stephanie?
Let's go.
We're breaking the news here.
I know.
All right, guys, thank you for that review. Now let's talk about the contest. So we are going to be running a Where is Flo contest over on Instagram. So all of our listeners need to look for a picture of Flo to come up on our RV Family Travel Atlas Instagram page sometime this week. All right, then what are our listeners going to do?
All right, you're going to tag a friend in the comments, and you are going to guess where Flo is with the hashtag, Where is Flo? And if you guess correctly, you're going to be entered to win some cool progressive swag.
All sounds right, like so fun to me. And we're going to be running this contest all summer long. And Flo's going to be all over the country.
We've got Flo in fun places. We've had Flo out there traveling the country. So now we've got pictures.
So thank you to Progressive for sponsoring the podcast. Also, thank you to Jayco. You can check out their complete line of RVs at jayco.com. And really special thanks to Melissa and Matthew Kellis. And where can our listeners find you guys on social media and the World Wide Web and all that stuff?
At Adventuring6 on Twitter and Instagram.
And you guys have some great adventures coming up for the Adventuring6 this summer, and we will be so happy to see you as you trot from one campground to the next.
All right, we'll see you guys at the campground. Thanks again.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to RVFTA's Campground of the Week.
Links to the campground and regional attractions can be found in the show notes at campgroundoftheweek.com.
And don't forget to check out the other podcasts in our network.
RV Family Travel Atlas is hosted by yours truly, Jeremy and Stephanie Puglisi, and available every Friday morning.
And Girl Camper, Going Places, Doing Things, is hosted by Janine Pettit and released every Tuesday morning.
Join us next Thursday for another great review from our team of campground correspondents who will inspire you to hit the open road and explore America the Beautiful.